Hey folks, welcome. It's bigger than camping. Listen, this is an amazing show. My name is Earl B. Hunter Jr. I'm the founder and president of Black Folks Camp 2. We are an incredible organization. We're probably one of the most delightful companies in the world. You're gonna hear why. We have some amazing guests. As a matter of fact, the guests that we have today are extraordinary. They've been with our company for quite some time. They're the backbone of Black Folks Camp 2. They're the backbone of unity in the outdoor community. And they are the most incredible people in the entire world. And I got to tell you, you're about to have an amazing time listening to these folks. Listen, Black Folks Camp 2 started in 2019. We started as a company to add more unity to the outdoor community by inviting and welcoming more folks to camp and enjoy the outdoor lifestyle with any and everyone. Your race, your age, your gender, or your ability, it does not matter. You all belong in the outdoors. And we've been working tirelessly, myself and our entire staff, we've been working tirelessly to help change the outcome of the outdoor industry, change the current narrative of the outdoor industry, and also make sure that folks know they're welcome, invited, and enjoying the outdoor lifestyle. On the call today, on the show today, we have an amazing group of folks. I've said I brought them up for quite some time. So let me actually share with you all who these folks are, what they do, and let them introduce themselves. So how about we just bring in my man, Craig. Craig McKay.
Yes.
Craig is my guy. Craig is the guy that has been very integral in Black Folks Camp 2. He's been very integral in what we do at this company. And more than anything, though, Craig has been incredibly loyal to the efforts of creating more unity in the outdoor community. Craig, listen, tell the folks who you are. Just tell them who you are, brother.
Baby, I am Earl's man. I'm the guy that does my best to help create traction and action around the vision of this gentleman named Earl B. Hunter. My background for my whole career has been in marketing, promotions, and events, and a lot about brand strategy and brand storytelling. So all of that, when Earl first kind of entered into my office in 2019, late summer, we sat down in a little conference room and we started scribbling on white pads, and he had this vision. He had the name, Black Folks Camp 2.
Woo.
And I was like, I don't know, Earl, that's going to be kind of crazy, but I'll go with your ride. And,
right on.
And we started putting it together. And so my background has really been in marketing and guiding him strategically. But I've got a lot more stories to tell, but we'll get around the horn and let everybody else say a little bit.
Well, Craig, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm hosting the show, so I'll tell us what we need to get to the next people and all that kind of good stuff. That's there you are with the strategy part, because that's what Craig does. But let me just tell you, folks, Craig is a master and a magician of making sure that things come together. And his ability to drive the narrative within Black Folks Camp 2 and what we do and how we get it done has been incredible. Everyone who knows our company, we tell the outdoor industry this all the time. We're not what you think we are. We are not a club. We're not a group. We're not a nonprofit. We're not a charity. We are a for-profit company. And what we did, we went out and found the best of the best of folks who actually make this happen. And so Craig is one of the pieces of the puzzle. And I always say he was the first, but there always has to be a second. And the second one to the piece of this puzzle has been my friend, a good friend of mine. He and I share the same last name. We're two brothers, we're two black individuals, so people get us mixed up a lot because his name is Daryl, and my name is Earl, and our last name is Hunter, and they think we're actually related, and we're not. However, though, Daryl has been the engine behind our social media. He's been the engine behind our websites. He's been the engine behind everything content, and we're excited to let you guys know that Daryl is going to have an opportunity to tell you who he is.
Well, I guess that's a great intro. I don't know if I can live up to that intro, but I'll try my best. My name is Daryl Hunter. I'm the director of engagement here at Black Folks Camp 2. I was the second person, I guess, on board. I remember back in 2019, a mutual friend of Earl and mine introduced us, And I remember thinking like, oh, this is the name of the company. That's pretty interesting. And we kind of just went from there. It's been a really fun journey. It's been a really amazing ride. It's delightful. It's good work. It's hard work. But yeah, I'm kind of behind the scenes trying to make sure our digital programs, our social programs keep moving. And I'm kind of in between Earl and Craig there, where I kind of roll with Earl, but I also kind of keep an eye on some of the program, the strategy, like Craig there. So I kind of have I'm the middleman, if you will, between the two.
Well, if you really want to be honest, folks, for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been worrying the hell out of Daryl. I would call Daryl 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I'll call him 1 o'clock in the morning. I would send him texts at 2 o'clock in the morning. I would send Daryl texts and things that I can see and visualize his wife on the side of the bed saying to him, will this dude go to bed? This dude doesn't, would he just go to sleep? And I would not, because I knew we were driving something special. And Daryl allowed me to use him as an amazing sounding board to share the efforts and the ideas of this company. Listen, we are Black Folks Camp 2. We are an amazing company. Everything that we do is delightful. We don't twist arms. We twist hearts. We don't call people out. We call them in. And as you can see, our company is very diverse. We have a diverse group of folks. And just because our company name is Black Folks Camp 2, it does not say Black Folks Camp only with just Black folks, or Black folks just hire Black folks, or Black folks have a Black-only team. We have folks of different race, ages, and genders a part of this amazing company. And what we're doing is incredible, but we could not do that without other folks helping us do that. And so I would like to introduce my next person on this list. His name is Ian. Ian came to us a little later into the process of what we've been doing as a company, but Ian has been very accurate, very intentional about creating and supplying us with the knowledge of making sure that our educational platform, our quote unquote Unity Blaze Academy, is doing well. And so with that being said, Ian, why don't you tell the folks who you are, and we can then get right into the crux of what we have really to talk about today in regards to It's Bigger Than Camping.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks for the introduction. I am Ian Garrett, and I am operations manager and point person for our online education initiative. My background is been in operations and also mainly in community engagement. And essentially now my role focuses a lot on growing our online education platform and creating our Unity Blaze certification courses and getting the outdoor industry educated in a way that informs them about the reasons why Black folks and people of color and other underrepresented communities have not traditionally been part of the outdoors and are not currently part of the outdoors. And we believe that's kind of the crux of our work, is to make sure that people understand the why, because you can't get to the what, when, where, and how until you know the why. So my goal is to, and our goal is to, educate the outdoor industry so that that we feel like that's really where the rubber meets the road. And that's my
right role. And it's funny too, Ian has been working so hard. He's been working so extremely hard that he's taking this call from the bedroom of his house, making sure that as soon as he get off this call, he get a chance to go to sleep, because we wore him out so much with all the information and all the things he has to get done. But listen, folks, it's bigger than camping. It is bigger than camping. We've always said that here in Black Folks Camp 2, it is bigger than camping. We believe that what we're doing is bigger than camping. We believe that one of the things I tell our team all the time, we won so many awards. We've won an incredible amount of awards, and the only award that I truly want to win is the Nobel Peace Prize. Because at the end of the day, if we win that award, the Nobel Peace Prize, that means that we've changed and shifted the outdoor industry in a space, in a place where it is better, and it's amazing. So as we continue to go down our journey on our first episode of the show, we wanted to introduce our team. We wanted to have a conversation with our team, but I also wanted to dig a little bit deeper. You know, as I talk about Craig, Craig's background is very stellar. He's done a lot of things, not only in corporate America, but also his experiences with people and his experiences in the outdoors has been incredible. And I think one of the things is, Craig, I would love for you to share with folks your background so that they can give a better understanding of what we're dealing with, and let them know we don't bring on folks that don't know what they're doing, baby. We know what we're doing over here. And what we really did. And we say this because I play football at a very high level, and we call people like Craig dogs, baby. He is a dog in the industry, ooh, a dog ooh, in the space, and and I love it. You're gonna have to work on that dog bark, though. I like it, though.
I don't want to bark over you. I didn't want to bark over your chatting.
I hear you, brother. Well, listen, why don't you share with them your background, Craig, and then some bit personal information about you, since we're actually we're getting a bit more personal with folks here on our show.
Absolutely. Well, like I said earlier, my background is primarily in marketing, and I graduated from college in marketing and advertising, and after a little bit of a slow start, ended up with a great, great gig working for McDonald's agencies, McDonald's hamburgers agencies, and had an opportunity to go work over in Europe for 3 years, introducing and launching Happy Meals to the continent, so to speak. Ooh. So it was 14 different languages. Every month was a new toy coming out, and it was pretty fun. It was pretty great traveling and a lot of experience. Came back to the States, did a lot more work for McDonald's. And then I got cherry picked by Turner Broadcasting in 1995 to join a little company down in Atlanta called the Cartoon Network. It was just getting started. And within 6 months, when I started, there was 4 or 5 people in the department. And when I left, there was 35 people in the department.
Wow.
And after 6 months, I had been promoted to head of marketing. And that was another fun job. You imagine cartoons?
Do you hear this, man? He is telling us that he was with Cartoon Networks and creating all of this amazing stuff. And here he is working and driving the business here at Black Folks Camp 2 to make the outdoors more amazing. Listen, Craig, you talk about cartoons and what we've been able to do here in the last 5 years. It has been funny, my friend. It has been funny.
Right.
It has been humorous, particularly for folks who think about our name, Black Folks Camp 2. Because when we started this company, Black Folks Camp 2, you would have thought that we had started World War III with our name. Because we started our company in 2019. It was right before the social unrest with Mr. George Floyd and then right before COVID. And I go back to the thought process of you working for Turner Broadcasting Cartoon Network. It was very comical. People thought that we were going to create another social unrest with our name. What we found out, Craig, and what you quickly learned is that America couldn't read very well. They didn't know what the word two means. And two means also right. And as well. And they also didn't really understand, Craig, that you, being a quote-unquote middle-aged white male, actually behind the scenes helping drive the narrative of Black Folks Camp 2 from a marketing perspective. Why don't you tell the folks a little bit about that, though? I really want to get you to get into that space because it's been an emotional ride for both of us, bro. And I love it.
Sure has. Well, and I wouldn't be truthful without saying that the persuasive power and the dynamic vision speak of you, Earl, is definitely part of the allure to say, this is really important. I need to do something to help. I've enjoyed the outdoors my whole life. I mean, camping with my family, doing hiking trips, recently just went hiking in Spain, been to Costa Rica hiking. It's joyful. It's delightful. It's pleasant. You feel relaxed and energized at the same time. And the fact that as I've learned more and more about Black Folks Camp 2 and the discrepancies and the disparity and the underrepresentation of Black folks and people of color, it's just more people need to be in the outdoors and the world will be a better place.
Right.
And
on.
So that's my mission is now I'm going to help you as to the best of my ability to keep that message expanding and expanding.
And what I tend to harp back on, Craig, is that when you and I were in the lab really drawing this up, figuring out what our plan is, we could not do this without having an incredible website. And I remember when our website was launched, and I remember when Daryl came on board in that particular space, people would come up to us and ask us questions like, oh my God, what are you guys? You guys have an amazing website. You must be real. And I'm like, yeah. And people would actually think that we were just a club taking people out in the outdoors. And that's not who we are. We're not a group. However, though, we spent a ton of money and a ton of time introducing folks to the outdoors, and we could not display that beautiful content, that incredible social media presence, because that is what really have jailed us without someone like Daryl. And Daryl is really dear to my heart because Daryl has 3 young children. He has a wife. And I know that I have taken some time out of Daryl's life. But I believe that what I share with Daryl, what I share with everyone, this is bigger than camping. And I hope that the work that we're doing is not only just for me, myself, Daryl, and the rest of our team, but for your children, Daryl. So what I'd like you to do is to expound. expound on your presence here at Black Folks Camp too, brother. And why are you here, man?
Yeah, I still remember like it was yesterday when we had our first conversation and just kind of talking through what we kind of saw the vision for the company. And one of the things that I've always been struck by was to Craig's point, your vision and the passion in which you communicated that vision to me. Right. And one thing about passion, it can be very contagious. And the more I thought about where we could go, my history growing up in the South, having only been camping a few times, and that was at a young age, it really struck me that this is work that needs to be done. There is a stigma about Black folks and the outdoors to the Black community and other underrepresented communities. And I felt like this was something that, you know, you can go work for, you know, I wish I had the history of working for Cartoon Network, because that would have just been awesome. But at the end of the day, this is something that can be a legacy. It wasn't ever really about the money. The money is great. But it was about the vision and the legacy, and something that I could leave to my kids and help them see the world in a different place. Even if we only change the world by, you know, 1%, one campfire, it's still change. And that change has the opportunity to multiply down the lines. And I just really felt convicted and compelled to really come on board and really give my talents, lend my talents, to leaving this legacy for our children and our children's children, as you always say, that is something different, that we can make a change to show them that it may not, you know, sometimes you plant a seed, you don't always get to see the fruits of that labor, but that doesn't mean the seed is not in the ground growing. So I kind of always felt like, you know, even if I only planted a seed and got to water it and got to see the sunshine over it and get, you know, some storm clouds may come up, but guess what? It's still getting watered. It's still germinating in that ground. And maybe, you know, one day when my youngest is 3, when he grows up, he'll look back and be like, you know what? That was something my dad worked
right on,
for.
Man.
And that was something that really, you know, that really drove me. And it still drives me today just looking at my kids and just saying, I'm going to make it at least 1% better. I'm going to at least have one seed in the ground that I know eventually will sprout up and they can look back and say, my dad was a part of that.
Right on. You know, Darryl, I think about it talking to you man to man, Black man to Black man from the South, both of us, same last name, no kin, all these things. Listen, I'd be remiss not to remind folks of some of the reasons why folks of color, particularly Black folks, haven't been in the outdoors. Listen, I've been traveling around this country for the last 5 years, keynoting to some of the largest companies in the world, to the smallest companies in the world. And my message is always the same. We talk about the reason why many, particularly Black folks and people of color, have not been in the outdoors. And we've, again, as a company, we spent tons of money. We spent tons of money taking folks out in the outdoors, whether it be RVing, backpacking, glamping. We did everything in the outdoors except for rock climbing. We did kayaking, canoeing, and all those things. And what we found, and what we know, what we found based on that data, we found out one of the biggest reasons why Black folks, particularly Black folks, have not really been in the outdoors because of generational fear. When you have generational fear, that fear is passed down from generation to generation, generations. And I always tell folks what my great-grandmother said to me. She would tell me, don't go in them woods. You don't belong in them woods with them white folks. And that still struck me today. And thinking about the fear was so deep that there are millions and millions and millions and millions of tens of millions and hundreds of millions of Black folks, particularly, have died and gone on and have never experienced the outdoors, and nor have their offsprings. And so as I've heard you speak, Darryl, it actually made me want to cry a bit, man, because what we talk about is that we want to make sure that the outdoors is better for our children. Our job as a company is to make sure that everyone is in the outdoors so we can get around the campfire, which we call the Unity Blade, which is a campfire in our beautiful Black Folks Camp 2 logo. And I always want to take it back to here. You cannot get to the what, when, where, and how until you get to the why, right? And we talk about the why, but talking about the why to us is one thing. However, when we prepare information, when we prepare our academy, when we prepare our online classes and talking about the why, we have to lean on people that can help us do that. And as I talk to you, Ian, about the why and about why you're actually a part of this amazing company. You know, I want to go back and just kind of, you know, to introduce to you or to have you introduce to us the reasons why you're here, brother. Why you're here and what makes it so special for you to be here, particularly in the space of handling our online courses.
So I think for me, I grew up spending time in the outdoors quite a bit. And in fact, as a 17-year-old went on a, you know, multi-week backpacking trip, and it really changed my life. It really was the place that allowed me to kind of make certain decisions that led me along the path that I'm on today. And if I wouldn't have had that opportunity, I really don't know who I would be. So it's had spending time in the outdoors has had such a massive impact on me. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you never really consider that other people may not have access to that. It's just, it's something that you don't really look at. And so, you know, as I met you, Earl, and as I started to see your vision and hear the mission, it just was such a great opportunity to jump on board of something that I'm passionate about. And especially with talking, you know, when you're thinking about such sort of like nebulous societal cultural issues, it's always hard to really find a place where you can actually make an impact. And I feel like the issue that happens a lot of times is people think too broad, too big. And I think with Black Folks Camp 2 and with our Unity Blaze initiative, our online education initiative, it's really a place that we've been able to focus on that has broader impacts, but we have such a great focus that it has the ability to make an impact on a smaller level, but it has great reaches. And so for me, and especially as everyone said, Earl, with your passion and with the passion for this, it's like not many people really have the opportunity to work at a job where it means a lot what they're doing and they have the passion to do it. So having that opportunity is such a great blessing in and of itself. And I'm so proud and happy to be aboard this team and working for Black Folks Camp too.
Right on, Ian. You know, you brought up something. You know, you brought up being in the outdoors and how incredible the outdoors has been for you. And as I was talking about some of the things that kept folks out of the outdoors, you know, particularly Black folks out of the outdoors. And listen, our company is Black Folks Camp too. Okay. And we stand on the Unity Blaze. And we stand on the Unity Blaze. This company's been around for 5 years. We've been sustainable in this space for 5 years. We've never accepted a donation, ever. As a matter of fact, folks tried to give us money back in 2019, 2020, 21, when Mr. Floyd was killed or when COVID was around. And we actually just really sent the money back to him and told him, listen, you can't fix this with donations. However, though, what you can do is we can build a strategic strategy for you to help move the needle so that when we won't have this problem anymore. We're in the business of fixing this issue. We're not in the business of prolonging it, right? We're in the business of fixing this issue. And one of the reasons why we're in the business of fixing this issue, and one of the reasons why I want to harp back to Ian talking about the nature and being in the outdoors, we talk about fear of many folks in the outdoors, but also let's talk about the fact that a lot of folks don't have a lot of knowledge, right? A lot of folks of color don't have a lot of knowledge. And what you're doing, Ian, and what we've been doing for the last 5 years, and the reason why we look so foreign to everyone, because we've been educating the industry first. We've been B2B educating because we believe the outdoors have more to lose. The outdoor industry has more to lose and more to gain. There's a group of folks out there that spend $1.7 trillion a year. And it looked like me and Daryl for the most part, right? Yet the outdoor industry right now really doesn't get any of these folks money at all. And these folks also don't go in the outdoors at all. And a lot of the reason why they don't go in the outdoors, we know it because of fear, but we know it's because of knowledge. And what the industry has done for so long, they have said, let us educate those people about the outdoors so they can enjoy the outdoors. Yet the industry that is not even educated why the folks don't go in the outdoors. So we know that our industry, particularly the outdoor industry, which is a $1.1 trillion industry, we know that the industry is not educated why folks of color hadn't been in the outdoors. We know that based on our data. We also know that they may not have the opportunity to do that if we don't really get involved and help drive this narrative. So with that being said, Ian, I think about you and your young children and young family, and I think about you and Daryl and how we actually move this around, how we drive this. I believe that we have a chance to do something incredible. And so as you work on your platform, Ian, and drive this, what is your day-to-day, and what do you like about it?
Well, when I'm able to get out now, I really like to go hiking. I love these mountains up here. I've spent my whole life coming up to visit the Southern Appalachian Mountains, and I love getting out to waterfalls, love hiking, have some friends up in Hot Springs that own some rafts. So every once in a while I'll get on Section 9 in the French Broad River. And mostly I love getting out with the kids. Recently we took them up to Black Balsam, which is one of my favorite spots to go with the young ones. It's not too difficult and you get a big reward at the end. Haven't been on a big backpacking trip in quite a while, but I do enjoy that when I can. And I love traveling and seeing new spots around the country.
Right on. Well, let's just keep it real, right? You know, Ian, you we're Black folks can too. You think about, you know, the stereotype of folks who are supposed to work here, Black folks can too, or what people think they're folks are who are supposed to work here, and you're not what people think. And that even in that thought process, you know, you think about the outdoors. You know, I can go on just to ask you right now, you know, how many folks of color, particularly Black folks, have you seen on the trail while you've been hiking in your years of hiking? I mean, I like to know that because I think people will really need to understand that it is an issue that we really want to fix.
Not often. And to be honest, not that I can remember. I mean, certainly, you know, more local recreation like greenways and stuff like that. But I feel like, yeah, not very often. Not very often.
Right. And we're going to fix that, brother. You know, we created this company to build more unity in the outdoor community and beyond. And we have to do that by example, which is one of the reasons why you and Craig and so many other folks are a part of our company who may not be, quote unquote, Black. Our job is to show the industry and show the world and show everyone that unity in the outdoor community can be achieved by having amazing communication. And as myself, the leader of this company, Black Folks Camp 2, the Unity Blaze, our mission, I'm going to stand on business. I'm going to stand on business that we're going to build an incredible company. And it doesn't matter your race, your age, gender, your ability, or anything else, because we want to make sure that the outdoors is more inclusive. I have a very, very heart for making sure people are good. We always tell folks at our company, we can't not keep you safe. We can't keep you safe out in the outdoors, but we can make sure you are invited and welcome. And through the help of Craig, and by the way, Craig had to leave because he's working on a major big project that we have to launch, particularly with our webinar, with our state parks. And it leads me to let you know this. For the last 5 years, we've been working really, really hard to make sure that folks know that that campfire on our logo, which is the Unity Blaze, is seen by everyone. As we continue to shift our narrative from B2B, talking to companies and talking to the industry, we have now turned our attention to the consumer. And our job with the consumer, which is you, to make sure that you know that you're invited and you're welcome not only at state parks, retail, campgrounds, RV dealerships, and all these places. And it does not matter your race, your age, your gender, or your ability. And some of you may ask the question, why do I have to have a Unity Blaze? Why does that have to be something that makes me want to go into particular spaces? Because we have the data that says that many folks of color do not believe that they're invited and they're welcome in these spaces. And what we're saying to you is we vetted those individual companies and those spaces, and they've gone through our courses, and they said they want to invite and welcome you. They don't mind inviting, welcoming you. They don't mind you coming there and spending your money, and they're going to respect your dollar. Folks, we're in a situation where we are changing the world one campfire at a time, and we're going to do it in a way that's profound. So profound that I myself couldn't do it myself. And which is the reason why you think about a person like Daryl. And Daryl, you've stumped your feet and your toe into photography, into content, into all these things. And one of the greatest things that happened within our company and our spaces when we did our fourth anniversary camp out. Mm-hmm. And you for the first time was pulling the RV. And it took you 17 hours to go 3 hours because of just the logistics of such. But your first time doing such. And why don't you tell folks about that experience now? Because that was incredible, man.
Yeah, that was a fun experience. That was my first time actually having an opportunity to pull an RV with my truck. So I had never done it before. You kind of coached me through a few things, but it's one thing to be coached. It's another thing when you get out there on the field and you got to go up against other players.
Right on.
So yeah, it was fun. It was invigorating. It was an opportunity for me to show my kids, my two girls and my little boy, and also my wife, you know, what it means to be humble and kind of learn something from someone else.
Right on.
The RV that we rented from this gentleman up in Greensboro. He was an amazing guy. Walked me through. He asked me straight up. He said, "Is this your first time renting one and towing one?" I told him, "Yeah." And he said, "All right, let me walk you through a couple of things that I think would be helpful to know." And he was very inviting and welcoming into his RV that he was renting out to show me what I needed to do to A, feel comfortable, to feel empowered as, you know, as the husband and the father, so that I could, you know, do the best with my kids to make sure that they felt comfortable and protected. And so we drove up. It actually started raining on the way, which was, you know, that's a whole nother set of.
I'll worry for you, yeah, brother.
That's a whole nother variable, you know, towing something of that size for the first time. But, you know, my truck was up to the task. We arrived and I remember pulling into the space and it's pouring down raining and all, it was dark. And all we had was three flashlights. And because I'd been our host had kind of given me such great instruction, basically right. 1, 2, 3, 4, A, B, C, D. I was able to, you know, I felt comfortable hopping out and getting everything connected, making sure the RV was level, making sure that all the water hoses were, you know, were connected, the gray right. wastewater was properly connected. And this was all, you know, under flashlight. So I right. think that's very important that everybody doesn't know everything. And it's, it is amazing to have people who are willing to teach from a very humble space to help right. you and guide you along the way. And because that one person helped and guided me along the way, now I can help my kids along the way when they decide they want to go out camping, RV camping for the first time, which
right
my 8-year-old, she had the time of her life. She wrote me a letter that I still keep on my desk to this day about that Aww. Weekend. And I think, and again, that, confirm the reason why I'm here. It's about the next generation and it's about empowering, you know, all children around the world, Native American,
no matter their race,
no matter their race, gender, age. We respect all that, but we want to empower everyone to feel that they can, you know, get into these outdoor spaces and really get the benefits that these outdoor spaces provide.
Right on. You know, Daryl, we call that the Unity Blaze way, my friend.
Yep.
When folks are able to invite and welcome folks that may or may not look like them to enjoy the outdoors, we call that the Unity Blaze way. As a matter of fact, we're going to make the Unity Blaze way so popular, and this is the way we're actually going to make the outdoors more inclusive. You know, we're going to make the outdoors more inviting, more welcoming by making sure that the folks who love the outdoors the most are willing and able to invite and welcome folks that may or may not look like them. Folks, this is not rocket science. We're not the smartest folks on the planet. We don't claim to be. We just know we have a plan. We have a plan. We have a strategic plan. As a matter of fact, our plan is very sincere. It is very meaningful. It can be measured so we know it will be sustainable. And as I sit here before you and having this conversation with two folks that I know that are in the background that are driving this is as hard as I am, a lot of folks see me out front. They don't know we have a whole engine behind us driving this. And in this show itself, the name of the show, it's bigger than camping. It's bigger than camping, folks. It is bigger than camping to the point that we're going to change the world one campfire at a time. Before I we log off, before we move on to the next episode of It's Bigger Than Camping show, I want to ask both of you this question. I want to start off with Ian. Ian, what is the most rewarding thing, the most rewarding attribute of not only you being here at Black Folks Camp 2, what about your life, man? What is it about your life that's so rewarding that you can share with folks? It didn't have to be right. about camping, it had to be about the company, just whatever it is.
Well, I think as the kind of, as we say with the show, it's bigger than camping. So, and as I've said before, a lot of the times you don't get a place to really work in a way that is practical, that is actionable. And I think with this organization and our focus on educating the outdoor industry, specifically because, you know, so far we've been talking about this in ways of, you know, social impact, but it's also, you know, when you really boil it down, there is an existential crisis with the outdoor industry right now. And that is that if you look at the demographic data, not only are by 2030 will one in five people in the United States be over the age of 65, the entire generation of baby boomers will be over the age of 65, but shortly thereafter, the majority white population right now will be the minority. And so if the outdoor industry doesn't reach out to invite and welcome a new group of people to care about the outdoors, then there's not going to be a lot of people that care about the outdoors. And the other thing is, if you know anything about the outdoor industry and the outdoor lifestyle, people that like the outdoors love the outdoors. They're so passionate about being in the outdoors, and they're so knowledgeable about being in the outdoors, and they care so much about the outdoors. So what better group of people to charge with the task of inviting a new group of folks that will not only has the ability to create healthier lifestyles, particularly to populations that struggle with particular, you know, health issues, and not only to create unity in a space that is so rewarding to all of us, but we can transform the outdoor industry, we can transform people's lives, and we can do it all together. And I just feel like this is such a practical way to make a difference in so many ways. And I really enjoy the ability to do that.
You know, Ian, man, you almost made me cry, man. You and Daryl don't have a brother over here tearing up because, you know, I know what you put into this space. And then hearing you talk about, you know, demographics, you know, the folks who are listening to this podcast, we want to let you know that this show is incredible. We want you to know that this show is for you. We want you to know that we do want to invite and welcome you into the outdoors. We want you to know that you can trust the fact that we're going to make sure we stand on business when we actually, that Unity Blaze is premiered and shown at these different campgrounds, state parks, and things of that nature. When you see that blaze, you know you're invited and welcome. And, you know, one other last thing I want to share in regards to where we are and what we're doing to help make the outdoors more inclusive is that, you know, we tend to think that we have to do this together. We don't believe that we have to create a more segregated outdoor, because the outdoor industry and outdoor lifestyle is probably one of the most segregated in the world. And for the folks who are listening to this right now that truly don't really understand how we are going to change this, we always tell you, go to blackfolkscamp2.com. Watch the things that we're doing. Blackfolkscamp2.com. Go to our website, read what we're doing. It may not look like what you've seen other groups and clubs do. However, though, I can promise you, we are moving the needle, and we're moving it faster than you think. We are the real deal when it comes to making sure that the outdoors is not only more inclusive, but also driving this this space from a revenue space and also from a social space. We're here to do it all. And so I just want to say to you all, Daryl, I want to say to Ian and also to Craig, who now has left to go do some amazing things to make sure everything is right for Black Folks Camp 2. I just want to tell you thank you. I want to tell you thank you for your heart. I want to tell you thank you for your mind. Thank you for your cohesiveness. And thank you for your fight to want to drive this for your children. Because at the end of the day, as I explain to a lot of folks, I put my career on the line. I put my money on the line. I put my life on the line. And I put everything on the line to make sure that our children, don't have to have this issue. Because it's a shame that we're talking about Black Folks Camp 2 or talking about inclusion in the outdoors in 2024. It is a shame. However, though, it is going to be a triumphant joy once we make it happen. So, Daryl, the show is, before we leave, why don't you tell the folks how they can find us, where they can find us, and make sure that they're keeping in touch with what we got going on, brother.
Absolutely. So you can find us, as you said before, on blackfolkscamp2.com, also on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Black Folks Camp 2. That's at Black Folks Camp 2.
Woo! Man, we everywhere. Listen.
We're everywhere.
Listen, folks. We always tell folks, you know, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you come back. Make sure you come back and hear. Listen, we're going to have folks on this show soon that Grammy Award winning artists. We're going to have NBA, NFL, all type of folks here talking because it's bigger than camping. And as I always say, if nobody's ever told you this, I want you to know this, folks. If you hadn't heard anything on the sound of our voice that made sense, if you thought that something on this show offended you, if you thought that this was not right for you, it doesn't matter. If you come back or don't come back and listen to our show again, we want you to know, we hope you have the greatest day of your life today. But more than that, though, we hope tomorrow is better. It's bigger than camping, folks. Whew.